Hearing takes place. This hearing of this chanting takes place. Whether one wants, it does take place. In fact, one's will, your will, remains suspended for the time being. It has no use. That's freedom, that one can suspend one's free will is freedom. That freedom lies with the basic you, conscious being. The meaning of freedom lies in this conscious being. Will is always under pressure. It's not free totally. It's not free. That it can be suspended and you can be free from will is to be assimilated, is to be understood. Non-understanding of these facts is really a big loss, is samsara. this conscious being who is the very Atma, the soul, the person, who is the person. In the son, daughter. Son is this person. But son comes into being related to the parents, external. Keep seeing the meaning. There is no will involved. That is why this is meditation, different type of meditation. In dhyanam, will is involved. Dhyanam is manasam karma. Here, only seeing the meaning involved. This is another type of shravanam, let us say. Keep seeing the meaning. This conscious being also is the person in the brother-sister, in the friend-neighbor. This conscious person, with reference to this body-mind-sense complex, is an individual. Individual conscious being related to other individuals in the world, becomes different roles. Son, daughter, and so on. This conscious being relating to an external situation, an object, even can assume the status of being a like, the same being with reference to some other object, dislike. Same object at a different time and place, like, dislike. The same conscious being, free from this kind of situational relating, as an individual, is not related to the total. This is what Vedanta is. Total. The total is not what do you objectify. The total implies a conscious being, which includes whose manifestation includes all forms you objectify and what you don't objectify. All is called total. This total is a conscious being. This is Shruti Prapta. This you recognize from the words of the Shruti. This conscious being, all knowledge, pervades in the form of order. To understand all knowledge, all pervasiveness, in the form of physical order, pervades the entire physical universe, including my physical body. As law of gravitation, various laws that accommodate this body sitting here. With all these laws, order, this conscious being, see the meaning. One conscious being in which pervades your father's body, mother's body, even departed one's lot, whatever it is sustained, pervaded by this conscious being, your body not excluded. As life forms, there are known, unknown, ones are there, here, elsewhere, in this different, in this universe, different lokas, all the life forms are pervaded, are they not, by the same conscious being. Wherever there is an object breathing, it's blessed, it's pervaded, sustained, blessed by an order that is the conscious being. anything breathes is pervaded by the same conscious being in the form of prana. The same conscious being in the form of various levels of thinking faculty. Therefore, the same conscious being see the meaning in the form of order, governing emotions, is present, see the meaning, is present in my emotion. Fear, anxiety, why it is there? Because of order, past, in the form of the past, the inner child, the same conscious being is present in the form of every emotion. The same conscious being is present, the total conscious being is present in my memory in the form of order of emotions. Memory implies the presence of order. My memories are not outside the order of emotion, which implies memory, known, unknown, conscious, unconscious, memory. In the form of memory, this conscious being is present. My memory, no doubt, individual memory, no doubt, but never outside the presence of the emotional order of this conscious being. Your memory, father's memory, mother's memory, her emotions, everybody's memory, very critical, this memory, it follows an order. Not only this, the order of knowing, that also implies memory. Because of which I recognize everything is pervaded by this conscious being to whom the individual conscious being is ever related. You are ever related. See this meaning. When this conscious being, individual conscious being, is sun, the conscious being is not displaced by the sun, the conscious being is the very soul, atma of the sun. When the sun becomes brother, daughter becomes sister, sun is replaced by brother, daughter is replaced by sister. See whether the conscious being is displaced. This conscious being, individual conscious being, playing son, daughter, is never, never displaced. And this conscious being's relationship with the total conscious being, all-knowing, who pervades, who permeates, who sustains, who makes, constitutes, that conscious being is, there is between the two a relationship, recognized. It is this person who says, Tasmai Namah. Son, daughter joins. Brother, sister joins. Tasmai Namah. Husband, wife joins. Tasmai Namah. Student, teacher joins. Tasmai Namah. Friend, neighbor, each one joins. Tasmai Namah. Tasmai Namah. When I play any role, Tasmai Namah. When I don't play any role, I remain having done this Namah. Idam Namah. No one can be away from relating to this conscious being. Recognition is what Tasmai Namah. Tasmai Namah. If one needs to be objective, how? Without being aware of this basic relationship, how one can be objective? The one who is aware, you are aware of this basic relationship. Before, after, saying Namaha before Bhakta, after Bhakta, before saying Namaha, Tasmai Namaha, Ishaya Namaha, aren't you Bhakta, a devotee? After saying Namaha, after meaning being the very meaning of the word Namaha, are you not a bhakta? Ishaya Namaha. Ishaya Namaha. This conscious being, like in dream, then only you can understand this, like in dream, when you make a world of your own, you manifest in the form of sun in dream, you are Ishvara in the dream, for the dream. You are the nimitta for the dream jagat, upadana for the dream jagat. You are the sun, you are the space and time, you are those people. You pervade all of them, their minds, their bodies. You have created every one of them, each one's individual blueprints, causes, karma. But you have provided the whole structure. In the dream, we should just imagine your own dream, individuals, pervaded, blessed, inspired by you. Every cell in the dream, the person that is there with the body, mind, sense complex, every cell of that person, is it not blessed by you, pervaded by you, structured by you? Is it not your order? The order, biological, physiological, physical, is not the order that you are, pervades, governs everything. In the dream, all life forms in the dream, those trees, those plants, and those animals, and people, known, general, all of them. Imagine one individual you have created in the dream. He is one who experiences the world. And that person were to see this meaning, the meaning of what is being said, that individual conscious being is pervaded by the total, unconnected to that being, the total conscious being, how that individual can be sane, can be objective. Basically related to the conscious being, being aware, that individual can be son, daughter, brother, sister, husband, wife. Where is the problem? The same this individual conscious being is aware now whom we say Ishvara, aware of Ishvara, the total conscious being whose knowledge is manifest. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. Namaha. Before saying Namaha, you are aware of the total conscious being making you say Namaha, making you a devotee. After saying Namaha, are you not a devotee? Always a devotee? He Nath. He Nath. Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Hearing takes place. Ishvara is what is Ishvara. He Nath Narayana 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 Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Hearing takes place. He Nath Narayana 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 Vasudeva Tubhyam Namaha. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Nath Narayana, Vasudeva, Narayana, Vasudeva, Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Vasudev. Tasmai Namah. Tubhyam Namah. Shanti, shanti, shanti.